Well, a wonderful Wednesday morning, church. It is wonderful to be able to share this morning together with you. We are in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 through 15. Again, God's saving word for this week is spiritual renewal. And in this passage of Scripture, the Apostle Paul asks the Corinthian churches to collect money offerings as part of a larger offering to be given by the churches in Macedonia to the followers in Jerusalem. And so let's go ahead and get started. Our friends, we want you to know what God's grace has accomplished in the churches in Macedonia. They have been severely tested by the troubles they went through, but in their joy was so great that they were extremely generous in their giving, even though they are very poor. I can assure you that they gave as much as they could, and even more than they could. Of their own free will, they begged us and pleaded for the privilege of having a part in helping God's people in Judea. It was more than we could have hoped for. First, they gave themselves to the Lord, and then, by God's will, they gave themselves to us as well. So we urged Titus, who began this work, to continue it, and to help you complete this special service of love. You are so rich in all you have, in faith, in speech, and knowledge, in your eagerness to help, and in your love for us. And so we want you to be generous also in this service of love. I'm not laying down any rules, but showing you how eager others are to help. I'm trying to find out how real your own love is. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Rich as he was, he made himself poor for your sake in order to make you rich by means of his poverty. My opinion is that it is better for you to finish now what you began last year. You were the first not only to act, but also to be willing to act. On with it then, and finish the job. Be as eager to finish it as you were to plan it, and to do with it with what you now have. If you are eager to give, God will accept your gift on the basis of what you have to give, not on what you don't have. I'm trying to relieve others by putting a burden on you, but since you have plenty at this time, it is only fair that you should help those who are in need. Then, when you are in need, and they have plenty, they will help you. In this way, both are treated equally. As the scripture says, the one who gathered much did not have too much, and the one who gathered little did not have too little. Today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 12, where it says, if you are eager to give, God will accept your gift on the basis of what you have to give, not on what you don't have. And as we have taught before, God does not hold you accountable for anything other than what you have in your hand. If he hasn't placed something in your hand, then he doesn't hold you accountable for it. But what you have in your hand is all that he expects from you. Let's go ahead and pray. Holy Spirit, breathe a spirit of deep generosity into your churches, that all followers of Christ may be inspired to share the gifts of God with those in need. Gracious God, bless all your people with the abundance of your love. Amen. Well, our time today has come to an end. Tomorrow we will be reading in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, beginning at verse 16, where the Apostle Paul tells the Corinthians that his partner Titus will oversee the collection. God bless you. Keep looking up. God is working miracles every moment in your life. Just have your spiritual eyes open and ready to receive. God bless you.